Please take your seats in the presence of God. And no, please don't go away. I'm going to need that your black cloth. Praise God. Joshua, media, please, can you move this thing back? Because I'm going to need the front. Praise God. This morning, we are looking at the topic, Be Strong and Courageous. We are looking at Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6. While I prepare to talk about, to give a brief about Joshua, George, come. Come on, stand here. George, stand here. Benjamin, come. Okay, so while they are coming, just stand here. While they are coming, let's do this. Let's look at the CV, you know, the curriculum vitae of Joshua. Thank you. His name means the Lord will save. And it's the Greek equivalent of Jesus. You remember what the angel said to Mary? He will save his people from their sin. Okay? He was the son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 8. Now we're going to look at six critical things. One, he was chosen to be the representative of his tribe. Two, he was later chosen as one of the 12 spies to Canaan. Three, he led Israel's battle against the Amalekites. Four, he worked as Moses' assistant when Israel was condemned to wander in the wilderness for 38 years. So he assisted Moses for 38 years. Five, he was placed in charge of the tabernacle when idolatry led to God's threat to destroy the nation. Six, he was loyal to Moses and to his commands, realizing that Moses was God's authority on the earth. So he was the spirit-led successor of Moses. And if you go to Numbers 27, 18, which is why I've asked these men to come here now. Numbers 27, 18, you will find Moses laying his hands upon Joshua to commission him. Now we just sang a song about faith of our fathers. Come. So, stand here. This is God the Father. Come on. Okay? And this is I, Genesis chapter 1. Now let us take man in our own image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the earth, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God said to man, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. That's what we call the blessing in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. So God blesses man. Put your hand on God blesses man and empowers him. The blessing is not money. Proverbs 10 and 22 already tells you the blessing of God is make it rich. It's not money. God blesses him, empowers him to be. That's why we are called human beings. To be successful. To have dominion. To replenish the earth. In other words, he gives him the power to be that which God had in mind. You want me up to this one? Sure. Okay. Why is another young man? Don't want to use the fire so that I don't get into trouble. The man in glasses, come. White, yes, come. Alright. So, Adam enjoys a fellowship with God. Adam is going around and is having fun. Now I mean your black dress. This man had been dethroned from heaven. Okay, this is just for the purpose of this thing. Adam now, he wasn't dethroned. This man had been dethroned from heaven. Suddenly he sees God putting himself into another man. And he gets jealous. So he inside. There's only one way that I'm going to ensure that I collect this blessing from him. Where's Doris? Come. Because he's mine, so I can use his wife. Come. So God finds that the man needs a helper. I said to people, Jesus was living. He says he will send us a helper. That's the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Genesis chapter 2, Bible also refers to the woman as his helper. Nowhere does he refer to the man as helper. Praise God. That's something for you to think about. Mm. And he says that I will make him a helper that fits him. So that cloth fits him. Praise God. Now, so when she comes into the garden, he gives her an instruction. He says, God said to us, if we must enjoy the blessing, you see where his hand is still up. They're still on the man. If we must enjoy the blessing, something must happen. We must obey. Praise God. So he leaves the man who has the blessing, knowing fully well that with the blessing, I can't get this man to move. So he goes to the one who does not have the blessing directly, who enjoys the blessing by relationship. And then he comes and says to her, has God said? Have you said? She answered. She decided to have a conversation for one who had been alive more than she is, for one who knew more than she knew. And he says to her, has God said? She said, we may eat, but of this one we will not eat. For that we will die. He said, don't worry, we will not die. And he wasn't lying. They didn't die when they ate. This guy. They died spiritually, and I'll show you now. So after talking to her, he goes away, observe the effect of what he has done. So the Bible says she ate. What we were taught in school is that he was in the back. Then he came back. He was not there. He was around all the time. The Bible says she done. She gave to her husband. He ate. Merely he did that. Move back. He disconnected himself from God. Disconnected the rest of the human race from God. But because God knew that that was going to happen, now thank you, your job is finished. Because God knew that that was going to happen, he kicks into place another need to have the blessing fully rest on us. So man becomes evil, God. Man becomes evil, this man ensures that the thought of man's heart is continually evil. And suddenly we come to the time of Noah. And God decides to eliminate the whole earth. But he decides that he's going to keep Noah, keep his wife, keep Shem, keep Ham, and keep Japheth. From birth comes all the nations of the earth. So we all have one root. That root line is Noah. Praise God. Why would your Bible be finding there? So after the flood, God speaks and blesses Noah because of Noah's obedience. Empowers Noah with the power to speak the blessing on his children. Do you follow me? And then the years roll on. Mr. Man with the black mask behind Kenya River. So come and tell him to come. Come. Thank you. Quick, so that I don't take all the time. Quick. So that means anybody who is long in this service should just get ready to come. Come. So by Genesis chapter 12, this is Genesis 6. By Genesis chapter 12, stand up, oh, is here. By Genesis chapter 12, then we find the story of Abraham. So God comes, he speaks to Abraham. He says to him, leave your house, leave your father's house to a land that I will show you. Bless it, I will bless you. Multiply, I will multiply your seed. Why did he call Abraham? Bible is very clear. By whom Abraham, he will command his household
Adam and both of us. So who does the commanding of the household? Yeah, asking me the compliment. For some of you know that you have left it to your wives. You can say that all the way there's no woman here. No offense to the woman, he came to the man. You have abdicated responsibility. You have complained that the society is the way it is today. It's your fault. So he comes to Adam, he didn't say to Sarah, leave your house.
You know, at the beginning, the man shall leave his father and mother.
No, of his wife. He knows that the woman will be in that child, but he knows that the man will not be there. So he comes to Abraham, and he blesses him. He changes his name to Abraham. Now, give me a bright message. Who's there? Where? Come. I was looking for somebody white. Come. Okay, now, come and stand here. So Abraham is promised a child of promise. And his name is Isaac. After 25 years of waiting, God brings forth Isaac. He tests Abraham. Abraham passes the test. And as Abraham is about to die, now turn.
Space where you are facing. And you just able to face me.
Abraham is about to die.
Well, anyway, I'm going to ask you to lie down. Better. Put your hand on top.
There is a redo of the blessing of God that was disconnected from Abraham to Isaac.
Give me 3 away. That man there, come. Yes, come. I am you. 2 of you, come. Please.
So suddenly, Abraham is about to die. He blesses Isaac. Now go to yourself. Isaac lives. Isaac has 2 sons. What's their name? Cain.
And
Esau and Jacob.
Okay, so start this one. Listen.
Who is the older?
Esau.
One day, Esau comes in and says to his brother Jacob, I'm hungry. Give me food to eat. And Jacob says, give me your birthright. Jacob knew that there is going to be a transference of blessing. This is my opportunity to collect it by right. You need to say to me that you are giving me. That positions me to collect it when it's time for me to go. So he says, of what use is to be birthright when I'm about to die? And by that, he exits himself and his generations from the blessing. Fathers, watch what you say with your mouth. You may just be disconnecting your generation from the blessing of God. So this man, Jacob, is disconnected. And is Jacob positions himself with the help of Rebecca.
You see, your wife comes in here.
I hear that your father is going to bless. God collect the blessing and speak. He says, he will curse me. He said, don't worry, let the curse be on my head. Because she knew that the power of the blessing is greater than the power of the curse. So, the man is old. The man is dying. This is Isaac now. He transfers the blessing. God ensures that that blessing is now beginning to move. He transfers the blessing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Go. Now, I cannot look for 12 people, so forgive me. Jacob is about to go, and he calls his 12 sons, and he transfers the blessing to 12 men who became the 12 tribes of Israel. If your generation will not be cut off, you will need to bless them. You will need to open your mouth and constantly declare the blessing, actively declare the blessing upon their heads. And what was the aim of it all? So that
will come Jesus, who will now put this one
on better
permanently under our feet, so that you and I can effectively bless and be a blessing to the world around us. So let me say to you, fathers, this morning, the power to bless is in your mouth. The contact of blessing is in your hand. Why were they laying hands? It's the law of contact and transmission. When you contact the child, you transmit the blessing. That's why Jesus said, you will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. It's the power that is in contact and transmission. So that when your children are much younger in the home, thank you very much, I'm going to your seats. So that when your children are much younger in the home, what we do many times is we are not involved until they are older. Go to your mother. There's food. Come and carry. Come and take. The beginning point of that contact is why the child is in the womb. We need to speak to the life of that child from the beginning. Now I know here you have fathers, you have grandfathers, you have great grandfathers. Now let no grand say doesn't concern me anymore. Because you are listening to this message today because you still have a role in the transfer of the blessing to the second, to the third, to the fourth generation, as long as you are with me. Praise the Lord. As the children grow up, you are blessing them. But I hope that you know that you cannot bless unless you understand what the blessing is. Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thoughts that I think also says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring you. You need to know the expected end of your children. Because of some of our cultures and the grace for the search of a lay child, we tend to ignore the else. And the truth is that the Bible tells us in Psalm 127 that children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb, not boys, children. The fruit of the womb is the Lord. Happy is the man that has his fever food. What do we say? Troublesome is the man that has his fever food. Once his fever is full, there are some people, some free speech that we say. Some people say that my fever is very small. You know how you say your fever is small? I remember that you are doing for yourself. Praise the Lord. And what you are simply saying is that the opportunity to be a blessing. The earth, the garden was made, but the man needed to tend it. You and I are the tenders of garden soil. And we do it by the words that we speak. So Moses blesses Joshua. God says to Joshua, be strong, be courageous. What does it mean to be courageous? It means to be fearless. It means to be bold. Faith of our fathers, the only thing that will cause your child to survive the evil that is coming, is his faith. It's not his will that he made him. It's his faith. You do not bring them up in faith. They will curse you later. Some of them will go to your grave and will be in charge. Praise God. And what is that courage? Let me show you something. You know, Bible in Matthew chapter 24 tells us about wars, rumors of wars, and all of that. Go back home and read. When we read those things, we say to ourselves, that's proof that the end is near. The Bible did not say that wars and rumors of wars are proof that the end is near. He said it's the beginning of sorrows. The proof that the end is near is that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world and then shall the end come. So,
There's going to be worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get really worse. However,
let's read, as I try to round up now, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are what? A what? Read after me. A what? A royal priesthood. What?
So fathers, what? Fathers, you are the priest of your homes, not your wives. And what does the priest do? The priest stands in the gap between God and the people. The priest is the mediator between God and the people. The priest is the one who hears God and comes back to say, this is what the Lord is saying. The priest is the one who raises his hand to say, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you. So every morning when you drop your children in school, you need to say, God bless you. And it's not a mere word. What you are doing is you are declaring the blessing of that on that child. So that when he enters a math class, he receives the grace to understand. Because the blessing of God is what empowers us to be what God has called us to be. When he's coming down from the car and you say, God bless you, is that blessing that prevents Satan and his cohorts from introducing him to drugs? So that even when they come to make him an offer, because the blessing is at work, he's able to stand and say no to the devil. The blessing of God is what ensures that the boy or the girl makes a bold statement of faith for God where they are. The blessing of God is what will ensure that the child does not stray into pornography. The blessing of God is transferred. So the father plays the role of transferring the blessing from God to the next generation. Now remember that you are in Christ Jesus, you are a brand new creature. So that empowers you to pass on the blessing to the next generation. Ask yourself very quickly. If you are no longer here, you are children of the church. Will they pay attention in church? Let me tell you the reason why some of the adolescent children are not paying attention in church. Because when you were 2 years, you believe a lie from ungodly psychologists who said to you that you should not talk to 2 years, to allow them to be themselves. You know what you did? You just simply, stupidly encourage the behavior. So they come to church, they run around, they are looking at them. Meanwhile, when you go to the bank, they don't run around. When you go to the hospital, they don't run around. But once they come to the house of God, they are permitted to run around. What you are saying to them is that you can be casual in the presence of God. Once they are talking about, don't take it serious. So he becomes an adolescent and begins to fight. I don't know. And then you begin to buy the devil that does not exist. All you needed to do was to buy from, was to have corrected it at that time. And it's not too late. All you have to do is put your foot down. Can I say something to us? Especially to young fathers. Do not copy the ways of the world. Do not conform to the world. But be transformed by the renewing of mind. Everything we need to bring up the child is in scripture. Go to the book of Proverbs, 31 chapters. One chapter every day in a month of 31 days, we have read the book of Proverbs. So one day, we sat at the table, we were reading the book of Proverbs, and we got to a place where you do it with you. You know, because we have all kinds of translations. And that translation that place said, if you do April Fool, God is against you. tell you what I mean by it. He said, but you have been really with you. I said, yes, the Lord is not happy. He said, can he not be happy? I said, ask the brother that you just said. It's not what you said. Just what you said. By the time we prayed and I got up to him, they sat down there and said to themselves, you will not be able to feel it. Then when somebody said something and said, I'm joking, we, the next person, go tell that Bible verse for him and say, you cannot do that. It's wrong. What have you done? You are at instruction beginning to shape the life of that child. And I pray for you this morning that the Lord will help you, that wherever you have made mistakes, He will teach you where to correct them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Here's another thing that we do. We carry our children, we package them at a very tender age, send them abroad. Another person can take care of my responsibility. We do each other. Some holes here, and God will deliver you today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some holes here, there's no bad food eating in your house. Until Sunday when we come to Sunday school. Please, the Sunday school teacher is not the bed. Those children are smart enough. They will sit down in Sunday school. Please. And they get up and they leave. They did not collect anything. Because when they got home, nobody sat down to reinforce that which they heard in Sunday school. If I ask you fathers, what is the color of your mind? You're going to be no. The transfer of the blessing is in your mouth and is in your hand. Please bow your head and talk to God this morning.